Well, they all made it here, but four of them went back to the Philippines. Pretty much just gave up their visas because life was much easier for them in the Philippines.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
So, now when you left for the Philippines or your whole family left, how did it feel for you to, you know, leave your homeland and coming to a new country where you're not familiar with?
Well, to be honest with you, when I was leaving, I thought the United States was just like a 2-hour, 3-hour drive. I had no idea where America was. I just knew that I wanted to be with my mom. I wanted to be with my brother and sister. That's all that mattered to me. So the ones that brought me here were, I flew in with my older uncle, my mom's only older brother, and my grandma. They all flew with me there. Flew with me here, and then when I stayed on the plane for more like 10 hours, I knew I was going somewhere far. When I came here, school started about 3 weeks after, so it just all came really fast for me. It was really cold. I wasn't, you know, you're shocked by the weather, you're shocked by the landscape of the place. You know what I mean? You don't see white people often, you know, unless you see it on TV as a kid. I go into the school, man. I won't forget what happened to me in school. My mom was taking me to school. I was scared. I was, like, in the first grade. She said, you'll be fine. Just trying to make friends. I couldn't really speak English. She just opened the door and pushed me in, and then she walked out. So I was pretty much on my own, you know? And I can remember kids making fun of me because I couldn't speak English, yeah.
How did that make you feel? I mean,
shocked, like, I mean, as a kid, like,
culture shock.
You're frustrated, you feel like you have no friends, but you really feel alone, you know? I couldn't really process all that, you know, like, all these kids don't like me and all that stuff, but I just, you know, you just want to survive, you know what I mean? In your first... You know, your first few months of school, like, you want to make friends, you want to get to school. But you know what? Actually, I flunked the first grade, man. You know, I flunked the first grade because I couldn't speak English. I didn't know how to do any of the work. Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I do laugh at that. It's like, how dumb do you have to be to flunk first grade? Right?
Yeah.
But a lot of it now, when I think about it, is because of language. It's because of culture. You know, so I wish there was an ESL program for children that young.
Yeah.
I wish there was a program where there's like Filipino tutors and counselors talking to new immigrants in the first grade, second grade, third grade about how to get situated. It was nothing. I was just thrown into an elementary school out in the mission. You know?
Oh, so when you first arrived here, you were in D.C. already or San Francisco?
No, I went straight to San Francisco.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Just like first 2 years, 3 years. I grew up in San Francisco. I moved in Daly City in 03. So, yeah. But this is right around the corner, so, I mean, all my family was living here, so I came out here a lot. But as far as, you know, my education, it was in San Francisco.
Oh. So,